This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I think it's fair to say that in their distaste for Donald Trump, many Canadians, including, well, maybe especially in the media, are missing the show. Now, I appreciate that Trump has had much of the media running in circles well before he won the presidency. But now that he's president, even the most minor, offhand, half-baked tweets get plenty of coverage, let alone the fact that for 2 years, the biggest story, which is now arguably the biggest embarrassment, was the now discredited Trump collusion with Russia story. I mean, you'd be forgiven for thinking that it's been all Trump all the time. But in the process, the bigger story's been glossed over, and that is, politics is nuts all over. I know it's not popular to say, but Trump's got nothing on UK Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, an old-school socialist-slash-communist who was featured in a full-paid ad last week in The Guardian for his anti-Semitism, signed by 67 prominent members, are you ready, of his own party. And it's not the first time, as many in Labour themselves will tell you. Under Corbyn, anti-Semitism is alive and well, enough so that 9 Labour MPs quit the party in February, many citing anti-Semitism. But still, the polls say that he actually could become prime minister when the next election's called. But it's just as much fun in the States, where the self-named Democratic Socialists by like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are in an all-out war to take over the party from the more pragmatic centrists like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. It's as if the NDP Leap Manifesto crowd took over the federal Liberal Party. It's amazing to see the same old socialist policies of the 60s trotted out in the Democratic presidential debates. I mean, it's a free fest with competing promises of free health care for all, including illegal immigrants, free university tuition, total forgiveness of $1.5 trillion in student debt, and all without even a hint of financial considerations. I mean, while the anti-Trump crowd in Canada, including in the commentariat, would never admit it, what's going on in both Britain and the U.S. Democratic Party rivals any extremism that Trump served up. And that's saying something. As Bernie Sanders himself says, many fringe, radical, extremist ideas are now mainstream ideas. And you know what? That's the point most people are missing. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.